Tonight's the Gemara of Sukkis Be'etzim. There's the Shaina Rabba is the Chsim of Sukkis. And I'd like a little bit to be mizbeinin in one of the unique inyanim, the inyan of the Nanuim, which is it's a unique form of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's miyuchet to this Zman. And I'd like to try to learn up a little bit about what's kol in that inyan. The Mishnah says, "V'heichon yimenanim b'hoydu l'Hashem tchila v'soif u'ba'ona Hashem oishiyana divrei beis Hillel." So the two places where there would be nanuim would be in hoydu l'Hashem beginning of the perek, end of the perek, ona Hashem oishiyah. So it's hard to understand the mela the onash the hoydul Hashem makes sense. It's the beginning of the perek, end of the perek. It's something which is the hoydoy b'mishabeach takadosh baruch hu with hoydul Hashem. What's the inyan of the onash Hashem? What's that tziruf advar? So Tosfos says, Tosfos speaks by Richos and he says. B'taymer beis Hillel, af al pi she'ein ona Hashem Moshiach not chilos haperik v'leseif haperik. There's nothing there to make it stand out. So pick any pasuk you want. What makes it stand out? Mishum dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, divayomim oziranu atziayom lifnei Hashem, kivolish peres haaretz. There's a pasuk that says there'll come a day when the Eitzim will be meranein v'mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uksiv ba'asrei hoydu l'Hashem ki toib kolom chastoi. And then it says Hoydul Hashem. So Oziraninu is Hoydul Hashem is the right time, the right words to say when you're being Meranin. Uksiv nami basrei v'imro hisheinu al keyisheinu v'hainu yiraninu shemenanim esalulu mishapchim b'hoyduvan Hashem. So Tosfos is masmechit to the inyan of, since in the same parasha where it says Oziranu, that's the remez for the inyan of Nanuim. And since over there it mentions Hoydul Hashem and Hoshienu, so both of them, there'll be a renana over there. So it's a remez, but a remez is just a remez. What exactly? Okay, it happens to say it in the psukim. It's not shaykh to be muchrach, but there's something in the remez. So the pshat is the nanuim. The Rinun of Nanuim has Shaiches to the Sai Apostolic of Hoidu and Sai Ona Hashem Hashiyana. So what are those two in Yonim that the Rinun of the Atzayor is Shaiach to? The Rinun of Atzayor is the shaking Lulav. It's Ki'ilu. We're giving Dibur to the Chelek of the Bria that normally does not have Dibur in any form. And that Dibur expresses itself in the Hoidu and in Hashem. A second Nekuda, it says that they used to say when they were doing the kakofes around Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says that they would say the whole process of what they did by Shivas Mayim and so on. And they said they would get to the Mizrach. They would say V'omru Avoseinu shoy b'mokam azachareim alaheichal upneim kedma u'mishtachvim kedma l'shemesh. The people that our Avoseinu were Avarizara, they would turn their backs to the heichal and they would look towards the sun and bow to the sun. Very terrible statement. V'onu lekoeinenu. We look out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ho Yeshoinin Vaimrim, Onu Leko Ulekoinenu. They repeat it twice. They would say Onu Leko Ulekoinenu. So the Gemara asks on it, Eini, Vaomer Abzeira, Kolo Omer Shma Shma Kilo Moidim Moidim. The halacha is anytime you repeat a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you automatically bring in the concept of Shnias. So if a person says Shma Shma, then there's some problem over there because the person is Ki'ilu talking about that there's something else. And Moedim Moedim is the same thing. Elohochi Amri. Heimo Mishtachvim Kedma, Ve'onu Likor ואנו לכל משתחווים, ואיננו לכל מייחלים. So Rashi says, "Onu lekom eshtach von lekoy neimnachos the kivim that trei milikom mitkalei trei zimne v'lava choremulse." It's less than that. So since we're mentioning ko in two contexts, that's mutter. It's interesting. There's more like that also before. The Lashainis they would say at the when they were saying goodbye to the Mizbech. Also, the Gemara asked this Nakuda in different little bit of different context, and the Gemara also says it gives it two meanings. So we have a repetition of Onu Lekah Veneinu Lekah. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is that it was Shoina. The Lashon of the Mishnah was he repeated. In other words, if we're asking ourselves, why did you say it? It wasn't a pshat, two separate statements. He added another pasuk to be Meshabeach. Rabbi Yehuda calls it that he's Shoina it a second time. So on the one hand, the reason for repeating it is it should be repeated. We taka want to say it twice. There's reason we want to say it twice. And the Gemara says the twice that we're saying have a different shade of meaning. One is ono lekar, and the other one is einenu lekar. So what exactly is... So we're not looking for two different inyanim. We're looking for something that is one inyan that divides up into... It splits into two halakim. So it's called Shoinin because it's be'etzim the same inyan, the same nekuda, and it's once because of, and it's twice because it has some sort of different pirush. So we have to try to understand that there's two meanings, that be'etzim are two parts of one bigger meaning. So in the inyan of the einenu lekar, so lemaisa. The nanuim consist of a shevach takarish baruch hu and of a tefillah that seems to be also, you know, shnayim shemachas, and here also the onu lekar einenu lekar the leinu miachlois is also that so there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. In Shir Hashirim, the Goyin, Rashi Betzim also, they learned that Shir Hashirim is a, it talks about Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finding them, Mitzrayim, the Geula, the Golos, the Beis HaMikdash, the Golos, and the eventual Geula again. That's the general flow of Shir Hashirim, a little bit different Pirushim, different Pesukim, the Goyin, Darkoi. So the Goyin, this is beginning of Perik Vav. Doidi onaholach doidich ayofer benoshim doidi ar legano and so on. With that ends the parsha of Klal Yisrael with Umas Olam in Golos, and now he says the next pasuk starts Akadosh Baruch Hu being mishabeach Klal Yisrael. Yofat rayosi kisirtzu novav kirushalayim ayumukedid Golos. These from here onwards until Aginas Ego is all going HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflecting back on Klal Yisrael, remembering Klal Yisrael's beauty, and so on, and eventually leading to the Geula Shleima. So he starts, Yofat Rayosik Yisirtza Novak Yerushalayim Ayumakanit Golis. Fine, that's a Shevach, at Klolis Tek Shevach, and again, the Goyen Kedarka explains different, what the Yisirtza is, what Yerushalayim. And then the Hemshech is, Shinar Kedar Echelim, Sarich Kedar Izim, and so on. There's one piece that sticks out. Hasebi einayich minegdi shem hirivuni. Turn your eyes aside from me, because shem hirivuni. So Rashi and others learn that it means there's so much yoifin einayim that I'm become the loshen hirivuni is mizgoya daiti, whatever it is. The Goyen says. Haseben Echman Negdech is because Klal Yisrael in the Golos cries and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't bear to look at it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says before the Kates it's not shayach to have geula. So you stop being with sire kaviyachol ribon shalom and b'meila hasei b'naich minegdi. So the ayin over here means the ayin that's mevakesh tefillah bakasha for geula. It's a it's much stronger. We don't find that type of description about about the peh and anything that the mouth of Klal Yisrael bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't face the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing like that. Hasebi Anayach Menegdi, the Anayim of Klal Yisrael are something that, since the Gula can't come at this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to move it to the other direction. It's so, on the one hand, this is a shevach of Klal Yisrael. You know, it's Klal Yisrael's Einayim have the koyach where they overwhelm Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila in the bakosh of Asei B'Enayach Menegdei, Klal Yisrael it's the biggest compliment to that koyach of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael looks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we have that. So what exactly is that koyach that we're talking about more than the peh? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to be mevakesh degula, it's along with the Gemara that they shouldn't be matrikas haketz. It's also to push the ketz before the zman. You're allowed to be mispal, but at a certain point, as Rashi says, it's a ribui tefillas of midai, Rashi says in the Gemara Ksubis. So at that point, we should stop davening. We can't daven past a certain point. Fine. So why dafka is the pasuk putting it into the naim? So we need to understand the pchinas einayim. In a person have two different functions. A person has two einayim, and one ayin. Each ayin has a slightly different function, slightly different inyan. And the two inyanim are very distinct, but they form one vision. A person, when we want to talk about a metzias, when we want to talk about something that a person saw with his own eyes, that is a pchina of ayin. It's something where Klal Yisrael, it's when you affirm the emuna, ato reisa ladas, einechem ro v'loizar, einenu ro v'loizar, and azneinu shamu v'loizar, the Rambam brings it. We experienced it personally. So the ayin is something that deheres the metzias the way it is. And b'meile, it's misyaches to what was. When Adam come along and they tell us testimony, we ask them, did you see it or did you hear it? If they heard it, it's Adam paid and it's puzzle. Eid has paid Ria. That is the emes as we deherit, the emes that is came from the other and is here in the present. So one tafket of the ayin is to confirm the mitzias the way it has been. And the way it is, there's another pchina of ayin that's called miyachel, mechalos einayim. When a person hopes and wishes for something, the pshat is the person anticipates its metzias, and that's what Rashi says in Bechukosai. The mechalos einayim means that the person has such a strong sense of its existence that if it's not given to him, if it doesn't happen, the person dies vagmis nefesh. There's tremendous tzar because the person anticipated it. It's like when you ask somebody for a favor, and you're sure the person will do a favor for you. It's a simple favor from somebody who I really feel confident will do it, and I'm mu'uchzav, and the person disappoints me. So that is called mechalos einayim. the ayin itself already had it as being metzias, and it was nichsa. When we speak in terms of emes and amuna, emes is that which is in front of me now. Emuna, or bitachon, which is the corollary of amuna in that sense, means even though it's not yet here, but it's so clear to me, it's metzias, that it's ke'ilu, it's here. A big baal bitachon writes out the check on the money ready, because as far as he's concerned, it's there already. So there's a p'chin in the ayin, where the ayin sees the future, hopes for the future, relies on it, ke'ilu it's re'iyah mamish. And that's why when it's disappointed, mechalis enayim is something which is a tremendous, it destroys a person, because a person rests on the fact that he knows that things he sure will be, and when it doesn't happen, it's one of the terrible klolos of the teichacha. So we have two enayim, one ayin that affirms the Atareisa, affirms what we saw, and that's one part of it. And then the second part of it is what will be. When a person, Lamashal, davens, he expresses a certain level of confidence that the person will give it. Teva ha'adam is, if I go to somebody who I don't think has what to give me, I don't ask for it. If I go to somebody who has what to give but he doesn't give, I don't ask. So the asking is based on the hair, on a tfisa, that it's there, and b'meila it's part of my tfisa in the metzias of the Ribbono Shalom, of the Ribbono Shalom as a kol yochel, and so on, that I'm mispal for it. So the goyin says, "Osebe nayach minegdi." Tefillah itself is the bakasha, but the yichol, the hope, the hope and the sense that it's ready to happen, that's in a nayim. Since the ayin sees always further down the road, so we identify. So when I see something like very far down the road, but I think I see it already, the ayin catches it even though it's not here yet. So b'meila, the yichul, the chelik of Klal Yisrael, that's miyachol to the Yeshuva Kadosh Baruch Hu, is ne'inayim, and that becomes Klal Yisrael's kesher to Ribbono Shel'olam. When somebody asks me for a favor, so a person is more good-hearted, there's more nicha to give, less good-hearted, less nicha to give. But when somebody is a dependent, when somebody is cold-cooler dependent on me, there's a tremendous sense of I can't let him down because there's nowhere else to turn to. You know, the ke'enei shifchel gvirta, so Rishonim explained, because a shifcha has nothing. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ayin, that there's nothing else but this, and that ayin is a very, so that yichul, the stronger it is, and the stronger person senses, I have nothing but Ribbono Shel Olam to turn to, that makes it, that forces kaviyachol Ribbono Shel Olam to answer that tefillah. The way in Hanhagas Adam, when I see the look in somebody's eyes, we have an expression sometimes, you know, I couldn't not give him, he was so much need. And then we have an expression, I couldn't disappoint him. He I couldn't let him down. That's a very different, it's a much deeper sense of kesha with the person. If I feel that person is totally in me, letting the person down is a terrible pegiyah in myself, and maybe I can't do it. So the pshat in the pasuk is, Hasei b'neich b'negi klai yisol zeinayim am yachalois to the tikva karish baruch hu. And it includes tefillah, but it's the inner dimension of yichul and of tikva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's something that kavayochol could force my hand kavayochol and hold it off until the right time comes. That is the Pshat Negoyin. Let's go back to our Gemaras. Anu l'ka v'inenu l'ka. In the Inyanim of Sukkis, we express two ksharim takarish baruch hu. Kaisu has two ksharim. Akarish baruch hu is hoya hoive v'yia. In hoya and hoive, that's one. Onu leka is a metzias, now. But in the belief in Akarish baruch hu, as in totality, there's one piece, the year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still not there. It's there in as much as we affirm it through Emunah. Ulaka einenu means that, Anu laka einenu means we deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and our b'china of anticipating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of dehering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hine hine ba, that the tomorrow of the Rebbein Shalom is here already, that's the second half of it. So it's not twice repeating the Rebbein Shalom, it's two halves. One ayin is onu l'ka, avoseinu turn their back to Rebbein Shalom. When you turn your back to Rebbein Shalom, chas v'shalom, there is no eye contact kaviyachol with Rebbein Shalom. I don't see anything. I see the sun, I'm blinded by the sun, and I bow to the sun. We turned around to Rebbein Shalom, and we see the Rebbein Shalom with two eyes. The eye of Atareis Ladas, of Hashemayim Sam Koid Kale, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias as is, and with the ayin that's Miyachal, Ulekoinenu, the ayin that's Miyachal to Rebbein Shalom for the Lasid Lavoi. So it's not Shema Shema because it's two halves of that one inyan. The Ben Ish Chai and Nayahu, he speaks about this Gemara and he says a Dovin Niflad Moid, Derech a little bit Kabbalistic, but Dovin Nifloim Ad Moid. First of all, he says the Meramis, the two Inyanim, Keneged Chachma and Bina. Without going into any details, Chachma Rashi says is what a person was Mekablim Raboisov. It's what already is here. Bina, Rashi says, is Mevin Davim Teich Dava. It's always what you will build out from what you have. But then he says something else. He quotes the Rizal that Lasid Lavoi, Yudke Vavke is a shame that's not complete yet. It's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not complete. Lasid Lavoi, the name will be Yudke Yudke. And that's Merumas the Pasik, Vashem El Chakol Arts, Bayim Ahu Yia Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad, that the Yia will be that. In other words, however we understand the Rizal, the Pshat is, for us today, when we want to confirm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, we say Yudke Vavke, it means what all of existence, the totality of existence, Rebbein Shalom. What will be tomorrow, will be tomorrow. We believe in it. We're pretty sure. Lasid Lava Yia will be like Havaya. Whatever is Asid Lava will be the Metzias. So he says Onu Leka Lekainenu means that the car, one car we have already, do you hey, and the other car, the second half of it is coming into place through that Yichle Naim. It's the point that we're making, but in his Lashainess and in his Sushtal. But that's the point of it. In the Nanuim, so the Nanuim is a form of Renana. The Malbim says that Renana is a unique Lashon. It's a Lashon, the same Lashon is used to express Avelus, Kina, being Mekainen, Kumi Roini Balelois, and it expresses joy. In other words, the main point of Renana is outward expression, and it comes in two forms, simcha and in tsar. And therefore the word renona applies to both. In the Oz Yiranenu Atzei Yoar, it means that la'osid lovoi, the Eitzim will have dibur, and in that renona, two things will express itself: the what is and what will be. If there's renona in the bria in Atzei Yoar, we need to express today two things. We need to express Hoda Hashem Ki Tov Lo Mechastoi, which is the Metzias Ribono Shel Olam as we've witnessed, as we've seen. And Ona Hashem Hoshiyana is that second half of Yichol. The Sukkos brings together both Inyanim, the Inyanim of what we have and the Inyanim of what will be in the strongest possible sense of tikva, of anticipation. The strength of Emunah and Bitachon lies in how much of a metzias is, how much of a metzias are the things that you're dependent and rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu for. And that's why the Renonin must encompass two psukim, a pasuk of Hidoya and a pasuk of Tefillah. The Lashon Renonin encompasses both of them together, as seen, and the Lashon Reini encompasses both what you have and what you're missing. A renona of simcha is what you have. A renona of avelus is what you're lacking, and b'meila, those two renonas are expressed together as one of your renona. So the yontiv of Sukkos, because it's on the one hand the culmination of everything that was, it's of the yontiv that express mitzias mitzrayim and so on. It's the Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. And it also, b'meila, since it's the end of that, it's also the beginning of Dlosid Lavoi. That's why there's so much, tomorrow we'll be saying the piyutim of the Yedoshayin of Mashiach and so on, the standing on Har Zeisim and all of that, because that's part of the Ona Hashem Mashiach now. Could be the remiz in the Pasuk. It says, "Kol tzayfayich." Yachtav Yaneinu. Nasu kol yachtav Yaneinu ki ayin ve'ayin yir b'shuv Hashem etzion. So the renona of the tzayfim is be'ayin ve'ayin yiru, because of the ayin, because what we were hoping for and what we wished for, all these years, is what's going to be in front of our eyes. The two eyes will merge together. The renona of Lasid Lavoi, of the Kol Tzefayich, is because the two inayim finally come together. The emes that we know for sure, so to speak, and the emes that we believe in for sure. On the day that Hashem Yih Hashem Echad Shmei Echad, the two cars will come together, and what we know to be true and what we hope for will become one, and on that day that'll be the final renana with the Hoidul Hashem, the On Hashem, the Hoidul Hashem. Well, it starts with Hoidul Hashem, it goes on to On Hashem, and ends Be'ez Hashem with Hoidul Hashem Ki Tov.